Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article about the boundaries of what's knowable and unknowable in physics. It's a real mind-bender.
Ooh, I love a good mind-bender. So, are we talking like the limits of human understanding, or is there something more fundamental going on?
It's more fundamental, actually. The article talks about how even with perfect knowledge of a system, we might not be able to predict its future. It goes beyond the typical limits of chaos theory.
Whoa, how so? Isn't chaos theory all about the butterfly effect and how small changes can have huge consequences?
Right, but chaos theory still assumes that with enough information, you could predict the outcome. This is different. It's called undecidability, and it means some questions simply cannot be answered, even with infinite knowledge and computing power.
Okay. Now I'm really intrigued. Give me an example.
The article mentions Chris Moore's theoretical pinball machine. Imagine a pinball machine where the ball's initial position encodes data, and the bumpers perform computations. The ball's exit represents the result. It turns out that whether the ball escapes or gets trapped is undecidable, even if you know everything about the setup.
So, even a Laplace's demon, with complete knowledge of the present, couldn't predict the future of this pinball machine.
Exactly. It's mind-blowing. And this isn't just a theoretical curiosity. They've found undecidability in quantum systems, too.
Quantum systems? Like actual physical materials?
Yes. Researchers have designed theoretical quantum materials where predicting a property called the spectral gap is equivalent to solving the halting problem in computer science, which is famously undecidable. It means that there is no one-size-fits-all algorithm to determine if a material has this property, even with a supercomputer. You can prove it's either there or it's not, but from the particle interaction alone, it's undecidable, even if you had a supercomputer.
But if these systems are theoretical, does it really matter?
That's a good question. And the article explores that too. Some argue that since real-world systems are finite, undecidability is a theoretical limit. Others say that infinite theories are necessary, approximations for understanding the real world. I see. Interesting. Like how we model the ocean as a continuous fluid, even though it's made of molecules.
Right. It's too complex to analyze every single molecule.
Precisely. So undecidability might have practical implications after all, even if we can't directly observe it in experiments.
I see. So what does this all mean for our understanding of the universe?
Well, it means that even if we figure out all the physical laws, we might still encounter fundamental limits to prediction. The universe might be too complex for us to fully foresee its future, even in principle. There are just some things we may never know.
Wow, that's humbling, but also kinda exciting, right?
Absolutely. It's a reminder that there are still mysteries out there, even at the most fundamental level. Got it? It just goes to show, the universe is always full of surprises. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.